This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A federal judge in Houston has sentenced the former CEO of Enron to 24 years and 4 months in prison. Jeffrey Skilling was convicted in May of fraud, conspiracy, insider trading, and lying to auditors. He was acquitted of 9 counts of insider trading. This afternoon, the judge turned down Skilling's request to remain free while he appeals his conviction. Skilling testified at his sentencing hearing in Houston, and business reporter Tom Fowler of the Houston Chronicle was at the court. Tom Fowler, how does the sentence that Skilling received, 24 years and 4 months, compare with what he might have gotten?
Well, actually, it's the absolute bottom range of what the judge said he could have received under sentencing guidelines. The judge, early in the hearing, said after taking into consideration the damages that he caused shareholders and other factors, including him lying to the SEC several years ago, they put the range between 24 years and 30 years. So essentially, he got the lowest that the judge thought he could give him under the sentencing guidelines.
When Skilling testified today, what did he say on his own behalf?
Essentially, he said he was saying that there's a lot. He thought that there's a lot of misconception about him not having any remorse, and he said that he was remorseful, but it wasn't the strongest statement of that. He said that he did feel badly for people who lost all their investments and so forth, but really he just ended up and was very adamant about, you know, that he's innocent of these charges. I'm innocent of every one of these charges, he told the judge, and he's just going to continue his constitutional right to continue to appeal.
He said, in effect, I did no wrong, and I am deeply remorseful about it.
Actually, he even brought up the credit rating of the company, just reiterated his run on the bank theory that he's said from the very beginning that the company didn't have a strong enough credit rating, and basically in late 2001, everyone lost faith in the company from a little bit of bad news.
Who else, apart from Jeffrey Skilling, testified today?
There's about, I'd say, about 10 ex-employees and shareholders who got up and spoke, including actually two of the victims. They're called victims. People who'd lost money actually spoke on his behalf in favor of him. Sherry Serra, who's his former administrative assistant, got up and actually asked the judge to consider giving him a lesser sentence.
But those who indeed were testifying on the other side were there to say you should sentence him very, very harshly because of what he did to us?
Oh, yeah. These are people that we've all spoken to in the past in interviews, and they were very angry about everything that he's done. And one person called him a thief and a drunk and just sort of laid it on pretty thick. There's a lot of anger in the courtroom, that's for sure.
Now, apart from Skilling's anticipated appeal of the sentence, is this the end of the Enron prosecutions?
Well, it's the end of the larger items. There's still 3 former British bankers who are here in Houston who are extradited here. They have a trial coming up sometime next year. There's still a Enron broadband case that's still out there. And actually, there's still a lot of the civil things going on. Actually, the government just filed a move today to seize the assets of Ken Lay through a civil forfeiture. So there's other things that are smaller, don't get quite as much attention. But this is really the last major event that I think a lot of people have been looking
for. And are the nerves still raw in Houston over Enron?
I think it's tamed a little bit. I think between Skilling sentencing and then last month we had Andrew Fastow was sentenced, and he got a sentence that was a lot smaller than many people thought. I think that sort of re-irritated the wounds in some ways. So it's still an issue here, but a lot of people are moving on.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you, Robert.
It's Tom Fowler, business reporter for the Houston Chronicle, talking about today's sentencing of the former Enron CEO, Jeffrey Skilling, who was given a sentence of 24 years and 4 months in prison.